Chapter 3. Welcome to Ponyville. Rarity was so lucky that her five best friends had offered to go with her to the train station. It was like the new apprentice's own little welcoming committee. Pinkie Pie, Applejack, Fluttershy, Princess Twilight Sparkle, and Rainbow Dash always made things extra special. Rarity knew because having them around made her shine a little brighter, like a recently polished gem. It just proved that the enhanced sheen of one's coat could be counted among friendship's many benefits. "This is so exciting, Rarity," said Twilight Sparkle, trying to catch up to her. "Your very own student." Her eyes were alight with an excitement only brought on by academia. Twilight loved everything associated with learning. "I'd love to have a student of my own someday."
"Does sound kind of nice," Applejack chimed in. "Sometimes I think I could use a little more help around the farm. Other than Apple Bloom and Big Mac, of course." She tipped her yellow cowgirl hat. "Not that they don't do a mighty fine job."
"Well, I'm not hosting her because I need help," Rarity explained defensively. "It's more of a giving back to Equestria sort of endeavor." Applejack glanced at her sideways.
"How do you figure that?"
"I am going to guide an up-and-comer through the daunting yet rewarding industry of fashion, of course. It's the least that I can do to give back to the community that made me," she puffed up with pride.
"Having an intern to boss around seems pretty cool," said Rainbow Dash,
hovering above them long enough to give her two bits.
"If I had a rookie Pegasus to do whatever I wanted her to do, I'd make her do all the boring stuff for me so I could fly all day," she shouted, taking off into the distance and leaving a rainbow trail behind her.
"Apprentice, not intern," Rarity corrected, picking up her pace even more.
"Now hurry along.
It would be awful if this poor, confused Sweetmint was standing on the empty train platform alone. What would that say about Rarity's attitudes towards punctuality? It was imperative to set a good example from now on.
"Well, whatever you want to call her, I'm very proud of you. Being a teacher is such a rewarding experience," Twilight Sparkle added.
"Or so I'm learning from all those little fillies I've been helping out at the Golden Oak Library lately. Maybe they're the ones who are actually teaching me." Twilight laughed at her own joke.
"So, have you made any lesson plans yet? If you need some ideas, I have some great guides that..."
"Thank you, dear," Rarity answered quickly. There was no telling how long Twilight would ramble about schoolwork if given the chance. Rarity scanned the way ahead. Was that the Friendship Express chugging into the station already? She thought she could make out little puffs of white smoke in the sky.
"Toot sweet, girls! I think the train has already arrived!"
She pranced ahead frantically. The ponies tried to go as fast as they could. Twilight cantered alongside Applejack on the ground, the pair leaving little puffs of dirt in their wake. Fluttershy tried to fly fast, but because her wing beats were so gentle, she barely rustled up a breeze. Pinkie Pie bounded forward with a smile on her face. She always bounced as if there were springs on her hooves. And Rainbow Dash was already at the station. But she was the fastest Pegasus in Ponyville, so that was no major surprise to any pony.
"See, guys, 10 seconds flat!"
Rainbow Dash bragged through a cheesy grin when the others finally caught up. She wasn't a very modest pony.
"About time you slow ponies got here!"
"Speaking of flat," Rarity gasped, catching her own reflection in the glass window of the station.
"Look at my mane! It looks hideous! Where is the curl? Where is the bounce? Where is the body?"
"And this!" she cried, noticing a chip in her hoofacure polish. What a state she was in! She hoped that Sweetmint wouldn't take notice of that either. It would be terrible to shatter the illusion of perfection she'd worked so hard to achieve.
Even though no pony was perfect, Rarity liked to think she often came close. At least, she tried to. Well, there goes making a good first impression on my young protege. Well, I think you look great, Rarity, assured Applejack. The others nodded in agreement.
She's totally right as chocolate rain, said Pinkie Pie,
licking her lips.
Chocolate rain! I miss it so much!
Pinkie looked to the sky in mock despair.
We haven't had any in forever!
That's because Discord is a good little Draconicus now and isn't causing any trouble, said Fluttershy in her soft voice.
She smiled sweetly.
But I bet if you asked him as a friend, he might do you a favor.
A flavor?
Pinkie's eyes grew wide just thinking of all the scrumptious possibilities.
Like any flavor rain I want?
Fluttershy shook her head in protest.
No, no, I said a fave.
Applejack held out her hoof to stop Fluttershy. Don't bother, Sugar Cube. Just let her have this one. They watched as Pinkie rattled off a list of fantastical flavors. They couldn't help but giggle at her silliness. Pinkie looked to the sky with a wide grin.
What about sprinkle peanut butter marshmallow-flavored rain? Or envelope glue taste rain? Or saltwater taffy? Pickle barrel-flavored? Kumquats? Ooh! Chimichurri Tango rain!
Ponyville Station!
Hollered the conductor stallion as the train doors opened with a hiss. A stream of exotic ponies began to exit the cars. Rarity was always on the lookout for inspiration in what others wore, so she was intrigued by the array of characters. She observed at least six different ponies sporting regional fashion trends, including a mare wearing her mane in the traditional Crystal Empire updo, and a unicorn filly wearing some Baltimore jelly hoof bracelets. Which would be her guest, though?
So, do you know what she looks like? Asked Twilight, craning her neck for a better look at the crowd.
I haven't the slightest idea, answered Rarity. She could be that one in the hat there. Rarity pointed her hoof at a tall, willowy pony with an aqua-colored coat. She was sporting an extravagant purple hat with feathers. Rarity shook her head.
But no, probably not. Feathers were very last year. Surely her fashion apprentice would know better than to wear feathers.
Unless Rarity was out of the loop and feathers were back in style again. Rarity bit her lip in concern. The trends changed so fast. Sometimes the second they reached Ponyville, they were out of style again in other cities.
How will we know which one she is? Fretted Applejack, looking at the mass of ponies and scrunching her freckled nose. It's like picking a horseshoe out of haystack.
I think you mean a needle, teased Rainbow Dash.
A horseshoe in a haystack would be a cinch to find.
Applejack rolled her eyes.
Oh, Appleseeds, you knew what I meant.
Can you two please stop? Rarity interrupted. This is a crisis here. Applejack and Rainbow Dash exchanged a look. Rarity's idea of a crisis changed on a moment-by-moment basis.
Just relax, Twilight assured. We'll find her in no time.
You're right, Rarity nodded and continued to scan the platform.
Maybe Hoof gave her a picture of me.
Besides, Rarity figured, what sort of fashion pony in the know hadn't heard of her lately? She was the type of pony every pony should know, especially a pony who was part of the Hoof program. At the very least, Sweetmint must have heard of the Carousel Boutique. It was practically synonymous with luxury these days. The society pages of the local newspapers were littered with pictures of elite ponies wearing Rarity's fashions. She'd received orders from all over, which meant that her designs were definitely making appearances in all the elite social circles across Equestria.
Whoa, who's that?
Spike said, eyes growing wide. He pointed his little dragon claw in the direction of a young unicorn.
She had a white coat, light green mane and tail, and a cutie mark of 3 light blue heart-shaped gems. She wore a dark green rhinestone-studded scarf that was expertly draped around her pretty neck. She was turning her head left to right, clearly looking for some pony in particular. She wore the hopelessly lost look well. It had to be her.